flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. There was a farmer, and his bullock cart got stuck. He was trying hard to pull it, but it wasn't coming out. And a priest happened to go by that way. And the farmer said, "I don't believe in God, but I know that you are a theist, a believer in God. Can you show me your miracle?" Can you tell your God to pull out my bullock cart? If you can do this, I will believe in you." The priest said, "We should pray to God together. He might help you." The farmer said, "I am not going to pray. I want to see your power. If you believe in him, you pray and pull out my bullock cart." The priest was hesitating a bit, but since he is a priest, he started to pray. And after his prayer, suddenly the bullock cart came out. The priest was shocked and surprised, and he said, "God, do you really exist?" Even a priest is not sure. Even a priest who has given up his entire life to godly service, he was not sure of his own belief, of his own faith. Faith is such a delicate thing. Faith is such a sensitive thing. Though we keep on claiming that we have absolute 100% faith, but do we really have? A woman heard a lecture where the speaker quoted Bible, "If you can order a mountain, go, get up and get planted on the sea. And if you have faith, and if you have no iota of doubt, the mountain would obey." A woman heard a lecture. She came to her house. She opened the door, window, and there was a mountain. And she said before sleeping, "O mountain, when I wake up in the morning, you should not be here. You should be on the ocean." And she closed the window. And she slept, remembering the Bible quote, "If ye have faith, and if ye order the mountain, and if ye have not an iota of doubt, the mountain shall obey you." She woke up in the morning and she was very happy and hopeful that her faith must have shown miracle. She opened the window and the mountain was still there. And she said, "I knew this is not going to move." So the basic question is, do we really, in our heart of hearts, have that immovable, invincible faith? And when we work with that faith, the hopeless will become hopeful, the impossible become possible. And when we are on godly service, miracles will happen. So today's Murli focuses on becoming Khudai Khidmatkar, God's helper. Khuda and Khidmat, God and His service. Even the worldly people, they perform miracle. They get their things done. They achieve success. Just when a task is done in the name of God. And here, even you can get cooperation, even if you can get things done, since you are not just saying the name of God, but you are God's helper, you are God's companion. So first is not to forget that, who you are. The essence of everything in life is who you are. What should I think? The answer is, it depends on who you are. How should I behave with this person and that person? The answer is, it depends on who you are. What should I eat? It depends on who you are. What should I speak? It depends on who you are. Should I go here or not? It depends on who you are. Baba said, "You are God's helpers. For you, everything is possible." You will go places, no matter what situations what challenges you come across. So we'll take out few tasks from today's Murli. See yourself that you are on godly service. What challenges you face? And Baba mentioned two challenges here. One, arrogance, and second, being insulted. Abhiman and Apaman. Workplace, we come across these two things. We become arrogant. And we really do not know how to manage or handle or tackle the situation when we feel insulted. But Baba said these two are the greatest barriers. Godly life is the path of bliss. Godly life is the path of balance. Godly life is the path of blessings. It is the balance that leads to bliss and that leads to blessing. So on one side, there is balance. There is bliss, and the bliss comes when we are in communion with the divine. And this union with the divine is punctured by these two things. We feel insulted. The more the ego, the more the insult. Or, if any point of time, if you feel insulted by somebody, the point of analysis is not why that person insulted, but why I took that insult. Why I accepted that insult. Or, deep within the core where the ego got hurt, and my ego is something, it feeds on others' opinion, comments. I need validation from them for my action. I need endorsement for my good deeds. If they praise me, I feel okay. But if they oppose, if they criticize, I am furious. How to accept insult gracefully? How to accept criticism gracefully? Is a point to understand, to churn. So the first thing is, visualize yourself doing godly service. When to do this? At Amrit Vela. See yourself that in the middle of the day, what is your state? You are surrounded by people, public. Hundreds of things are going on, the worldly affairs. Are you calm there? Are you lost? Lost the internal union. The second is experience sharing. Always each one of us encounters impossible situations. And we all have faced such situations, and not only faced, we overcome them. How we overcome them? Overcome all such situations. Think of those situations that happened in the past. It was very challenging. It was very difficult. Terrifying. No experience. And suddenly that situation happened. A death of a relative. A death of the near and dear one. Or deception by a faith, by a friend whom trusted the most. Or suddenly you became bankrupt. Or jobless, or sudden change of place. But every shock that was delivered to you helped you in one thing, and that is growth. If there is a wire and if you stretch that wire, it doesn't regain its original shape. Now it has expanded. So every situation pulls you and you become more matured. So don't have any regret about past. Why this happened, why that happened. Why this person came in my life. That person came because you had a lesson to learn from him. And that lesson, your friends would never teach you. That lesson had to come from somebody who would come, who would love, and then reject you. So, how I overcame those impossible situations, you can share your experience. When we share the experience of the past, two things happen. We develop a technique to get detached from that experience. And second, it might help somebody. The third thing is, think of yourself as the star of success. It's a beautiful visualization. I am a star of success. I am shining. I am radiating. That's it. 1 second visualization. I am a star of success. Do it now. I am a star of success. I radiate success. I attract success. I give the sakash of success. I spread success. I am the image of success. I am the embodiment of success. Success exists because of me. I am the seed of success. I am the center of success. The next, sanskar swap. Baba said, there's one mistake, a blunder you do. You think of the middle sanskars or transitory sanskar your own. You forget that these are not mine. When you have that possessive nature or those middle sanskars, you suffer. They are not yours, they are Ravan's. Yours are the original, the pristine, the immaculate, the beautiful. Those pure sanskars, sacrosanct sanskars. Then next, feedback cycle. Khuda and Khidmat, how they are related. Service and God. Think of them. One more. What is this picture of world transformation, Vishwa Parivartan like? When you have this word in your mind, what do you conjure up? What do you think? What do you imagine? What is your idea? What notion you have about this word, world transformation? What picture comes up? When I say world transformation, what is it? How is it? What picture? What frame? What portrait? What idea? And the last, think of the powerful statements about success. What is needed for success? How the success is achieved? So certain motivation quotes on success. Safalta Murt. So these are some of the tasks from today's Murli. How to become Khudai Khidmatkar, when you get detached, alienated from Him, you encounter difficulties. And Baba doesn't like the word effort. The path of spirituality is the path of effortless effort. It is the path of effortlessness. It is a path of bliss. It is a path of dropping the burdens. It is a path of becoming weightless. It is a path to fly, to jump, to rejoice, to dance, to move, to enjoy, to flow, to float. All confusion, all heaviness, all the dust, all the difficulties is self-created. The path is really simple. It is to flow. It is to live in this moment. It is to be aware. That's it. Not to cling to the past. Not to overthink of the future. Things will happen. Challenges will come in life. You don't have to think of them now. They will come, and at that moment the answer will emerge. You don't have to think what I have to give. If you have a speech to give, it's better to remain prepared. But always surrender. And then you will not speak. The divine will speak through you. And there is a good statement in this Murli. Khuda, He did it, not I. I don't do anything on my own. He has made me an instrument. I am an instrument in the hand of the divine. I am an instrument in the hand of the ultimate, the highest power. He guides. He speaks. He does His work. I have nothing on my own. But still I am prepared, because I want to become a worthy instrument. So, Khudai Khidmatkar. Think of these 6, 7 whatever points that are written over here. Om Shanti.